Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, my flagship radio station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget all those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across the country, around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, and joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, there's a couple of different polls out there showing a couple of different things. You ready?
Absolutely.
The International Business Daily poll, 77% of the people polled believe that China is directly responsible for the coronavirus problem.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. I think 67% of the Democrats even surveyed in that poll, I think, felt that same way.
What it says.
Yeah, so this is a real big deal, and the reason it is, of course, is because, you know, people are willing to take whatever measures they have to keep themselves, their family safe. They want to keep the country safe. But if it comes out that there was misinformation on purpose, for example, that we know when about the human-to-human transmission of what Beijing might have even known early on, or if this was some kind of thing that got out of a lab somewhere, or, you know, there's only a couple possibilities. It came from nature, or it got out of a lab or something, people are looking to find out what can we do following this crisis event, to make things whole here. That's what, and I think they're looking at China and saying something is really fishy there.
And the second poll was a Gallup poll that said that 70% saw the economy right now as being in a recession or a depression.
Yes. Well, that's right. Well, again, this is the big kahuna, as it were, because as we know, consumer spending is really 2/3 of the U.S. economy. And when the consumers get spooked, because they believe that we're going into recession, or God forbid we'd be in a full-blown depression, and that remains to be seen, of course, how all this sort of plays out. But It's the perception of it. Yes, you could turn the economy back on tomorrow, theoretically, and if you could do that, mm-hmm. but would spending go back to the to where it was without high confidence levels?
Well,
and yeah, so that goes into it. Yeah.
Well, we want to see what happens with the jobless claims, because it's entirely possible that this week we could see as many as 7 million people on top of what we already know, the 9.9 million people applying for unemployment benefits.
That's right. And even in California, I think we had 2.4 million people. You're right. We've been watching this national number, you know, start off at 3 and then it's going up from there. So again, how people feel if they're unemployed, they've been laid off their job, and even if they're going to get unemployment, maybe even a emergency relief check from the government, that doesn't change the game entirely, because they've got to figure, well, am I going to get my job back?
Well,
or will I get something else?
Well, in California, the other thing that's going on is some U.S. oil refineries in California and out west are facing closure amidst the demand plunge. Nobody's driving, and the huge glut of oil and gasoline that's currently got the system all tied up. Now, California in particular is where that problem's the greatest.
Well, exactly right. And California freeways, and you know, on the local news, they'll show the helicopter shots of the freeways, and it really is something to see.
I haven't seen anybody in the roads.
Exactly.
For the most part.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you'll see the truckers. You know, you see truckers going to deliver things and whatnot to the grocery stores and stuff. But it is really, it's a major change. And see, here's the thing. Then you idle a plant, but now you got to start that back up again, and the workers might go somewhere else anyway.
Yesterday, Fox News was in Chicago, and they had the reporter right there in the interstate with I-80. I-90, I-294, and I-94 all come together, and pretty much 90% of what was on the road were the big semis going back and forth. That's what it was.
That's right. That's right. And it's an eerie kind of a feeling as well that you get from all of this. And but the other night, just a little bit of humor, the other night there was a pursuit in East L.A., and all the news people were following it. It felt like it was almost back to normal, but it really wasn't, obviously. But that, again, it's very rare now to even see something like that happen.
Right. And the other thing is Bernie Sanders dropped out yesterday, leaving Joe Biden as a likely nominee. But we think we have an idea of what's going on with the vice president. Now, everybody was talking about, well, this opens it up for Hillary, because surely Hillary's going to go on there with Biden because she's going to want to be there. Oh, no, 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 no. And that's because the Clintons are no longer the big king and queen of the Democratic Party. It's still the Obamas. And who's the big buddy of the Obamas? The California senator? Hello?
Kamala Harris.
Who is now the chairwoman of the fundraising efforts for the Democratic National Committee. Hello. Watch and see. Watch and see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, you sure are. And this portion of the program, again, brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. I talked to them on Monday, and they're doing just fine up there in Seattle. They've been spared a lot of the grief and all that, and their workers are working. They're getting the Relief Factor product out to the new people that are ordering it because of the fact that some of you people have been listening to me. I have been taking Relief Factor for four years, and it's worked for me ever since I started. And my problem has been arthritis. I've also got back pain. I've also got foot pain, with particular an ankle. And because of that, I was looking for something to take other than the Mobic and Flexeril they had me taking, because it would make you tired, it'd make you droopy, it'd make you sleepy, and sometimes it just give you like blurry vision and all that, and I just got sick of that. So I started to take Aleve, a lot of Aleve, six a day, and that's not good either. And then one day I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talk about Relief Factor. So I went, I tried it, the rest is history, and it's worked for me ever since. Now, it's pretty simple how this works. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. And there's the three-week quick start that's right there. You click on the little logo link for the three-week quick start. It'll tell you all about what it is, what's in it. Got a little short video on that. And it's all natural. You'll find out the ingredients. You'll find out what it does and how to get it. And then order that three-week quick start for $19.95, you'll have it in 2 or 3 days, and you'll be well on your way to being pain-free. So, again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, Kyle Horn, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the pandemic's peak has now been moved up to April the 12th here across most of America.
That's right, and that coincides with the revising down, of course, of the potential death toll in the United States, now down to approximately 60,000.
I'm going
to
make a bet right now. You want to hear the bet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That'll be revised downward again.
I think you're right. I would expect it to be. And, of course, now we've got a lot more accurate data. We know a lot more about the different infections, the infection rate, and also the death rate as well. And so it's good that we're seeing, I believe, less people becoming hospitalized. I think it was in New York City, I believe.
50%.
That's right. So that's a significant drop. And so hopefully that number will be revised down even again from that potential of 60,000 deaths.
Yeah. Now, Mitch McConnell is moving very quickly to get a quick aid vote. He wants one in the Senate and get it over to the House, get it done. But Nancy Pelosi, as usual, is playing her game over there. She wants more cash in it, and she wants more of her stuff in it. Fab Four, the squad, wants illegal immigrants included in there to get the money. Just no ifs, ands, or buts. They said, nope, we want the illegals in there, too. We want them to share in all this. Well, no. If you're here legally and you got the green card and you're working and you're paying taxes, maybe. But not if you're here illegally. Sorry, ain't going to happen. Now, go ahead.
Well, I was simply going to say, yeah, I think that in this whole crisis, Captain, everything has sort of been stripped down to the bare bones.
Mm-hmm.
American people don't want anything in these relief packages that don't directly affect the bottom line right now. They don't want a bunch of pork.
Mm-hmm. Now, the airlines are having a problem. There's going to be some airlines cutting their summer flights up to 90% due to the virus. And I went out last night a couple times outside, and I'm sitting right here at Tampa International Airport. And usually you at least hear or see somebody landing or taking off, you know, after 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I stood out there for a good 15 minutes, and I never even heard an aircraft engine.
That's right, because it has gone down so very far. I'm mostly seeing, like, FedEx planes getting in the
path. Oh, they're flying.
For John Wayne, exactly. So
mm-hmm.
I see those, but we don't have the normal plane after plane of commercial carriers getting in the pattern, heading down for John Wayne Airport. Exactly. So, they're, mm-hmm. of course, they're going to cut their prices. One wonders how long even that can last, because if they have only a few people per flight, then they're going to shut those down, too. In fact, I think the Burbank, one of the terminals at Burbank Airport I saw was mm-hmm. closed down because there's no demand.
Right. Now, we know that Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Mazda, Kia, Volkswagen, all foreign companies, and Japan, of course, was included in there. Some of their car makers with Toyota, Nissan, and Honda. I think Mazda, I'm not sure, but I think Mazda's Japanese as well. I know Kia is Korea, and Volkswagen is Germany. But they've announced, the Japan car makers have announced that they're going to halt the pay to some 32,000 North American auto workers because cars have basically crawled down to nothing.
Exactly right. And so I think Honda has shuttered its plants around March 23rd. They expect them to be closed until at least May 1st. They are furloughing their workers, and of course they're not going to be paying mm-hmm. them, except I think they're going to pay them through Sunday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they're expecting that they're going to go file for unemployment and have part of this emergency relief fund.
Now, Georgia U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, she's the one married to the president of the New York Stock Exchange, remember?
Right.
She is reportedly going to dump all of her stocks over the pandemic purchase flap that it's created.
Yeah, and that's an optics thing, and that is definitely, I'm sure somebody, as they sat around a table, they said, you got to get out of this right now, otherwise, you know, this is going to look very, very bad for you moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're dumping out their stocks as the market has gone down so very far. I mean, it was up a little mm-hmm. bit today on the Bernie mm-hmm. Sanders thing, but that's about it.
And some sad news to report, the body of Kathleen Kennedy Townsend's grandson was found floating in Chesapeake Bay. They'd found her body day before yesterday, and now they found the grandson.
Yes, and this, what a terrible, terrible tragedy. You can't even begin to understand what that family
did. And all they did was hop in a canoe and go out to grab a ball, and they wound up going overboard, and they couldn't make it back to shore.
Exactly, yeah. They were pushed out somehow into the Chesapeake.
Yeah, probably a riptide. And we do know that it appears that the curve now has flattened a little bit earlier than previously thought. There's more evidence of that.
Well, that's right. And part of that, of course, is that everything is pretty much shut down and people are staying inside. We're trying to arrest the transmission of the virus.
And again, when we first heard about the 2.2 million people dying in America, did we hear anything about social distancing?
Not really, no.
Nope, we didn't. How about when we dropped it down to 1 point something million? Did we hear anything?
Nope.
And then how about the 100,000 to 240,000? Did we hear it then?
Well, I think it was starting to be implemented, but not at a national level. Yeah.
No, it was right after we got down to 80,000. That's when they brought in the social distancing. So social distancing really didn't have a lot to do with this. It did help a little bit. But I believe it was, again, the meds that were being prescribed. That's what I think really made the difference.
Well, and certainly with the it's interesting, too, because here you have a drug that's essentially on the shelf. I mean, it's used for other things, malaria and I think lupus. But you had this thing that was sitting there, and they sort of stumbled into this. And it's something that they can mass produce. Obviously, it's something that's already been out in the environment for a long time, so they know a lot about it. It's not gonna kill people, from what I understand about it.
Mm-hmm.
And with a doctor's supervision, it looks like this might be something good to try. But what boggles my mind, Captain, is why people in the media don't go out and investigate this for themselves.
Well, we got a little background on that too, you know, because there's some of these media companies. Have got they're in bed with the Chinese because NBC Universal Comcast has got a big deal going on over there with a big amusement park in China, so technically they're being paid money and there's money in the deal, so they're not going to say anything bad about China. And CNN, of course, with the cable networks that's over there, they're the only U.S. company that's in there currently, and they don't want to screw that up. Now, finally, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the virus aid direct deposits will go out next week.
That's right, and Americans are waiting for that with a much anticipation, of course. But again, we're going to see. And in fact, I saw an article earlier today. I think was 69% of people paid, generally speaking, paid their April rent. So we still have a pretty big fall off there. Whether or not they'll pay their rent and their mortgage with some of the funds that they're getting in from the government still remains to be seen, as a lot of these forbearance applications have just really poured in at an alarming rate.
And in the state of Florida, we've got a big problem here with the computers going down. They're trying to revamp the computer system with the unemployment numbers. Are you having a problem out there with it?
Well, I think nationally, I haven't heard anything specific, but I do know that California is even establishing a new website, and that is onwardcalifornia.org.
Yeah, they've been overwhelmed, and the numbers have just crashed the system. Okay, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him sticking around and doing the extra work that he's doing to keep the news coming, because, again, we told you stuff that I guarantee you you're not going to hear until sometime later tomorrow. I'll be right back with the military veterans.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are some signs of hope in the nation's epicenter. The number of people being admitted to hospitals in New York has slowed, even as the number of victims has jumped by almost 800 since Tuesday. It's another record of high deaths. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the curve has begun to flatten. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been leveling off for three straight days.
That curve is purely a function of what we do day in and day out. If we stop what we are doing, you will see that curve change.
In the longer term, the projected U.S. death toll is now 60,000, which is down from a week ago when it was 90,000. The governor says that is because of social distancing. He has also ordered flags in the state to be flown at half-mast to honor the people who died. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you all about that when we come back, because they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got another one here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And they will teach you how to be an aviation maintenance technician. And after the training is over with, you will have a ticket to ride anywhere you want to go, anywhere around the country, Or get this, around the world too, because some of their technicians get hired by companies overseas. And if you're lucky enough to be one of those people, or if you wind up working for a government contractor, instead of making the typical starting salary of about $60,000 for 40 hours a week for a year, you could very easily wind up with a six-figure salary right off the bat. Very easily. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And give them a call and set up an appointment for May when they start up their classes again. Don't know the date yet. But give them a call at 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. Schedule an appointment for May. They'll set one up for you. And then you'll be well on your way to a tremendous career. And tell them the captain sent you, because I'm going to tell you, I've been so impressed with what they do there, having seen it up close and personal, plus talking to the students and whatnot. It's really a great, 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 great opportunity. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. All right. Before we get started here, if you're a veteran and you're having problems with your debt, and I know a lot of you are, I've got a telephone number for you to call for assistance. Because when you get a threat, somebody says, well, I'm going to throw you out because you haven't paid your month and your rent in 2 months. Well, guess what? All of that stuff is by the wayside for a little bit, because there's all kinds of things that have stopped foreclosures, people being tossed out, evictions, whether you're an individual, a business, or whatnot. So I'm going to give you veterans a telephone number to help you. It's 800-827-0648. And that is the VA debt headline, or debt hotline, for all the veterans that are out there, whether you're an individual or whether you're a business. But if you're a veteran, the number is 800-827-0648 to get help, and it's a 24/7 number. 800-827-0648, the VA debt hotline. Now, Acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, has officially resigned, capping perhaps the most tumultuous 24-hour public relations fiasco the Navy has ever seen. And I think that's an understatement, with the back and forth we had going on there because of the firing of the captain of the Theodore Roosevelt. Now, the crew loved this guy. They loved this guy. He was one of them. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. I've been listening to the interviews with the big brass they've been having and this, that, and the other. It would be very unusual for him to get his command back, but I don't believe he's going to be tossed out of the service either. He might get reprimanded. He might get a letter in his file, something like that, because what he did was kind of stupid, because you don't send out a letter and get 25 other people involved in the mix and then have it go public and wind up in a newspaper. That's just not the way it's done. So at the very least, there'll be some sort of discipline, whatever it is. He could get busted in rank. One level, he could go from captain to commander. And if that's the case, then obviously he would not be on an aircraft carrier anytime soon. Might wind up on a destroyer if he's going to be sea captain. Or could wind up sitting behind a desk somewhere. We'll see. But anyway, the other thing that happened yesterday was Glenn Fine, the acting Defense Department Inspector General and a veteran watchdog, had been selected by peers last month for the position, and now it's unclear who will oversee the new stimulus law, but it's not going to be him, and he certainly, Trump wanted his own person in there rather than having somebody that was agreed upon by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And the Pentagon's supply chain faces, to say the least, an economy under siege, because on the morning of April 2nd, companies up and down the Pentagon's supply chain got an email from Eaton Aerospace, a mid-tier supplier that provides parts as fuel pumps and hydraulics to defense primes for aircraft like the KC-46 tanker and F-35 joint strike fighter. Problem is getting the parts to where they need to go as fast as they need to get there. We'll see how that works out. And by the way, Veterans Affairs coronavirus cases top 3,000 nationwide. Deaths are near 150. Since the Veterans Affairs leaders reported the first death of a VA patient from a coronavirus back in mid-March, the number of positive cases and fatalities in the department's health system has risen dramatically. But again, a lot of these people have got other problems other than the coronavirus. They already had problems that they were in the VA for in the hospital. The coronavirus just finished them off. Now, a sailor assigned to the USS Nimitz, a Bremerton, Washington-based aircraft carrier, has tested positive for COVID-19 last week after experiencing symptoms while on board the ship. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there, but that's the way the Theodore Roosevelt started out, and they've now got over 200 of their crewmen, plus the former ship's captain, have all tested positive. Now, Senegal and Ghana are employing medical training from U.S. military to respond to the COVID-19 in their areas. They're putting the medical training that they've received from U.S. military medical personnel to use as they combat the COVID-19 in their areas, according to the U.S. Africa Command. And there was a high-ranking al-Shabaab leader killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Africa Command said an April 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed a high-ranking and foundational member of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic extremist group known as al-Shabaab. And it's a good thing. Anytime we can get rid of one of those fools, that's a good thing. Now, a top defense lawmaker wants the Defense Department to take a larger role in the coronavirus testing for all Americans, both in building more test kits and possibly processing millions of samples to better gauge the public health problem. We'll see how that plays out here in the scheme of things. And some might argue that DARPA has flushed plenty of cash down the toilet over the past several years, but the agency's newest project hopefully won't create any problems for anybody. We'll see what happens. And the Defense Department's COVID-19 death toll has now risen to 7. A fifth Department of Defense contractor has died after contracting coronavirus, according to a daily case update from the Pentagon. Again, this person had other health problems that added to his problem with the coronavirus. And there's a lot of that going on. People have to understand that, and I'm sure many of you do. All right. Coming back, we're going to take another look at the Truckers Highway and Byway report out there for everybody. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. Denise Simon coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, and here we go.
Kendall calls the mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ass. Kendall calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
All righty, we just got Sue dancing. That one, that's the Black Crowes and Hard to Handle. And I'll tell you, that's an oldie but goodie, but that is one that'll just get the fire going at this time of the morning. If you were half asleep when that thing started, you aren't now. I'll guarantee it. All righty. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We certainly got a lot of things going on at the Pilot and Flying J because they're still doing their thing. You can get a shower there. You can do your laundry. They just can't have people converging. The sit-down restaurants in the Flying J's are not open. You can get your food, go outside, and they got an outside area where you can sit and eat it or just take it to your truck. Same thing goes for the Pilots for the McDonald's and the Arby's and the Wendy's that are in them and the Dairy Queen, the full-service Dairy Queens and all that. So you understand it. Now, a severe weather threat is continuing tonight overnight, and something else just popped up here in the last hour. You never know what's going to happen, and all of a sudden we got a couple different things going on across the country, which we'll tell you about. Strong winds are likely over the middle Atlantic and the Northeast, and we got a big old winter storm way up in Maine, and now it's over in the tip of New Hampshire, too, the top of New Hampshire, straight across into Maine, all the way to Nova Scotia, winter storm warning. Now, here's what's changed since the last hour. Montana. Great Falls, Montana. Missoula, Montana. Helena, Montana. You got a winter storm watch in the plain, down in the plains and in the valleys. They're talking 2 to 5 inches starting sometime today and going on into tomorrow. In the foothills, you can get 9 inches. And in the mountains, they're talking about 1 to 1.5 feet of snow in Montana. So be advised if you're up on 90, if you're up on 94, if you're headed east or west, if you're going through the reservation up there, then you're going to probably have a problem with the weather. So be advised up there. That's the northern route over to Seattle or even Portland, for that matter, if you're going in that direction. Now, California, rain out there. Because the threat right now out in the West Coast for rain is still there. The rest of today, Kyle Warren, where he's at, out in the valley, Ontario and San Bernardino, you're getting rain. The higher elevations are getting snow. You still got snow in the San Bernardino Mountains. You've got a general dusting of snow tonight in the mountains to the north and the west of Las Vegas, Nevada. And then coming across Kansas tonight into Missouri along I-70. Just west of Kansas City, about 40 or 50 miles, all the way towards Columbia in Missouri, you got a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning tonight. So be advised of that. That just came up here in the last hour or so. High winds to the northern part of Missouri. You got some gusty winds in Iowa tonight, the northeastern part of Nebraska, and the southeastern corner of South Dakota. Way up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan tonight, you've got some wintry weather up in there. Be advised of that. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Northern Mississippi, northern Georgia, up into Knoxville, I-75, and then across I-40 and then up I-81, all the way up to the Pennsylvania line right now, you've got a line of severe weather, severe thunderstorms. You've also got flash flood watches and warnings. There has been a report of a couple of tornadoes mixed in with this. Don't have any other details, just that's since last hour and this hour, we've gotten a couple of reports of some small tornadoes, and we told you there was a tornado warning up in that area. But if you're on I-81... from the Pennsylvania line all the way down to Knoxville, Tennessee, where I-40 and 81 come together, you are going to be in the weather. Northern Mississippi, all the way across the top there, down from Tennessee in about 25 miles from the Louisiana border to the Georgia border, and then across the northern part of Georgia over towards a little part of South Carolina in the mountains, it looks like right there. And then, of course, North Carolina in the mountains there, going up north to Charlotte. And then once you get up into Virginia, it's pretty much following I-81 all the way up into West Virginia and a little part of Maryland, and right there it stops right about Pennsylvania so far. Now, there is some cold weather tonight up along Lake Ontario, and the possibility of some rain up in there as well could even be some other stuff depending on how cold it gets. And, of course, you got rain along the coastal areas of New York, Long Island, New Jersey, and that probably is going to move along the coast up into New England. We'll see. We'll see. So that's what it's looking like with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now. And, again, always brought to you by your pilot and your Flying J truck stops. Not your daddy's truck stops anymore. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
A busy day yesterday. It seems that Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said the previous announced best-case scenarios of 100,000 to 240,000 COVID-19 deaths were an overestimate. He also said that everything had been revised down below 100,000, below 80,000. Now they're looking at about 60 to 61,000 in terms of deaths, and all he could explain was things were better, and he thought the social distancing had something to do with it, but I got a comment about that.
Look, they use a organization that actually comes out of the University of Washington.
Yep.
Which is known as the IHME, which is the, Health Metrics Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
Correct.
Now, I keep hearing that everybody's just dogging on Gates and his wife Melinda. This is an operation that's run by Bill Gates. Well, no, it's not. He's contributed money. He is a philanthropist, and he's contributed some very big money. But this isn't all his. But I will tell you, it is a very progressive, I would say in some cases, kind of a weird organization to get the data and do these equations and these models and these hypotheticals, these probabilities on diseases of all kinds. They do things on mental health. They do things on blood pressure. They do things on, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't really anybody else that does this kind of thing. So it was almost as though, and I'm not offending anybody, but I'm also saying maybe the Trump White House should have looked at, and I kept saying Fauci and Birx a little bit harder. Birx, by the way, has worked for Fauci for years, or with Fauci for years.
Right.
And Birx's husband worked in the Clinton White House.
Right. Hold that thought. And folks, Eric is saying that the Health Metrics Institute of Washington is a distant relative to the Imperial College in England. Well, we'll try to check that out in the break. I'll be right back. Top of the hour news, and then we're back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.